Any questions? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I apologize in advance for being biased about this, but I do live in Seattle, which, as medium-sized cities go, has more than its share. Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon, Starbucks, Macklemore, the ocean, the snow-capped mountains, a space needle, a waterfront Ferris wheel. But sometimes, that's not enough. You want a Super Bowl victory. Especially a Super Bowl victory that happens the way this one did, coming from a team with a third-round quarterback who was supposedly too short, a team whose ace in the hole, Percy Harvin, spent most of the season injured, and whose most valuable player, Malcolm Smith, was unknown even to a lot of Seattle fans, and whose coach, according to the experts, was just too mellow to win a Super Bowl. Well, he won it in a blowout, a game with no asterisks involving horrible weather or bad calls, a blowout against the NFL's number one quarterback, by the NFL's new number one quarterback, Russell Wilson, who told a story he's told many times.
My dad used to always tell me, he used to always kind of tap me and say, hey, Russ, you know, why not you? So I kind of told the guys, you know, why not us?
Why not us? And so there will be a celebration and a huge parade and then the hard part. Because all the no-name players are now stars. And the winning coaching philosophy will be copied. And there's no more playing under the radar. Because now we are the establishment. And you know there's going to be someone hungrier out there saying, why not us? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.